Hello, my name is Nicole. I work as the communications and fundraising officer for The Big Issue in the North.
So what's brought you to FC United today?
Well, I'm a member of FC United.
Oh, right.
So, and I always thought it might be a nice thing for The Big Issue in the North and FC United to link up. And on the first week in December, so Giving Tuesday, where a lot of different people and businesses and stuff did things for charity. So I thought I'd ask FC United if we could have a vendor.
Is there something about the ethos and the values of FC that sort of does the two organisations can like compare?
I would say that there's definitely a similarity of the ethos and the values. I mean, FC United is one of the few clubs where I would think that this was even possible.
Yeah.
Having, you know, awareness of the... having a social conscience, trying to engage with agencies that work in the Manchester area. So, yeah, definitely.
Do you think football clubs at all levels should be doing more within the communities and to sort of help some of society's problems?
I think football clubs should definitely do a lot more in their communities. They have such a big role to play. They you know, young people are involved in football, old people are involved in football. They can reach such far and wide groups within the community and can make such a difference. So, yeah, I wish football clubs would make more use of the popularity.
Hi, my name's Ian, and I sell The Big Issue in Manchester. And The Big Issue office actually arranged with FC United Manchester for one vendor to have a one day here selling a magazine for Christmas, basically.
Is there anything about the kind of ethos and sort of values of FC United that's brought you and The Big Issue here today?
It's still grassroots football, isn't it? It's not got all commercialised like all the other football clubs. So I think that's why I had a big issue of sort of collaborating with FC United, because it's that, you know, it's the man on the street, basically. Isn't
it? Do you like? Do you think sort of football clubs should be doing more sort of within the community? Because obviously they're such big establishments now that sometimes those sort of locals can get ignored, can't they?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think they could do a lot more in the community. I mean, you know, obviously Premiership clubs do a bit in the community. When it's good for advertising, they let everyone know. I think more clubs could do more, definitely.
Are you a football fan then?
Yes, I am.
Who do you support?
I support Chelsea.
Ooh.
So keep that quiet.
As long as you're not City or Liverpool. Do you think there's a lot of sort of social problems within Manchester that could be sort of solved if sort of bigger businesses and football clubs again sort of helped a little bit and got, you know, got everyone together? And
I think that there's always more people can do, isn't there? I mean, City, they're doing Man City, they're actually expanding theirs. They've got big academies over the East Lands. They're doing a lot for the local community. But you know, they're one of few that do stuff like that.
What problems have you encountered whilst being involved with a big issue, you know, with people?
Well, mainly it's a stereotyping.
Yeah.
People think you're either an alcoholic or a drug addict. I was on the street. I mean, I had my own shop in Altrincham. I had a mortgage on the house. I was happily married.
Yeah.
It all went wonky. So anyone can end up in a position.
Situations can
happen. Yeah, and I ended up on the streets.
I'm sure you'll have a good day today. I think everyone at this club is sort of very welcoming to...
Nice one. Yeah, hopefully.
I'm
looking forward to watching the game, actually. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for FC United for allowing me to come in and do this.
They're going to be standing behind the goals, getting involved with the chanting.
Yeah,
nice
definitely.
One. Thanks for that. Cheers.